Mum, I just both. Okay, but no fooling around, she muttered. As she turned off the TV, Neighbours was on for the next half hour, and total silence would be demanded. As we were lugging Dad's tent, the both of us snuck out the back door. At long last, permission to spend the night out camping, even if it was at the bottom of Kev's garden. 4 hours later, we snuggled into our sleeping bags. As the sun dipped over the horizon, our shadows grew longer. Then Kev turned on his flashlight and we stared down at the house. The rooms were glowing like yellow pumpkins. However, down at the end of the garden, it was growing darker and darker, as if we were sinking into a deep pit. The stars came out like tiny silver studs. The moon cast an eerie silver glow on the garden. It grew colder. Kev zipped up the tent. We chatted for a while. I could see my digital watch give off a green glow. It had luminous numbers, which meant you could see them in the dark. Kev had just told me a joke about a man and a dog who wore brown shoes. When I first heard it, a strange scratchy noise was coming from the outside of the tent. We froze. What on earth could it be? Then it came again. Something or somebody was moving towards the entrance. It was making a scraping noise like somebody's last rasping breath. There was no escape. All we could do was lie there waiting. Terrified, we ducked down deep into our sleeping bags and waited. My heart thumped. Then Kev really surprised me. Cautiously, he reached out and opened the tent flap. There was a sudden rush of cold air, and we stared out. Kev turned on and flickered his flashlight. The beam stabbed the darkness, picking out the intruder like a criminal, like a spotlight. It was a hedgehog. Taking one look with its tiny button-like eyes, it sniffed and struggled up the garden, snorting like a waddling hairbrush. The next morning, Kev's mum treated us to bacon and eggs. All right, were you, Kev? She asked as she spreaded butter on our toast. No probs, Kev replied, as if it had been plain sailing. Kev's mum looked again and raised an eyebrow. I could see she wasn't fooled.